mutualism, then, is a kind of symbiosis, a specific type of symbiotic relationship where both organisms benefit somehow. So your book is correct. Now, I want to make it clear that the positive result from being in a mutualistic relationship doesn't have to be equal for both organisms. It's not a one-to-one ratio here. Is everyone with me so far? Symbiosis, general term. Mutualism, a narrower, more specific kind of symbiosis. Mm-hmm. Okay. Now, let's take a closer look at mutualistic relationships. I'll start off by describing a case of mutualism that involves a certain butterfly species found in South Africa and Australia. It's a good example of how dependence on a mutualistic relationship can vary. Okay, there's this butterfly family, and I'll spare you the fancy Latin name because it's not important for our purposes here. I'll call them coppers and blues. Well, because most members of this family have blue or copper-colored wings. I think this is one of the most interesting cases of mutualism. These butterflies require the presence of ants to complete their life cycle. Their interaction with ants is obligatory.